Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. J.D. Smith is our guest, our new friend, president of Smart Advantage, author of the brand new book, Relevant Selling, which you're going to like a lot, folks. A lot of good research in there, a lot of great points that she makes that you know how I feel about relevance. You've been hearing me talk about that for a long time. Janie, thanks again for being here. Speaking of relevance, if you were going to define relevance, if you're calling on a new customer, a new prospect, and they were interested in your services, and they had your book in front of them, they said relevant selling. How do you define relevance in the context of selling? What would you say to them?
Relevance is about determining the things that matter most to the customer in the transaction. I like to say we take our clients kicking and screaming away from their product or service because they're a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the commodity, but rather, what do they want? Do they want it on time? Do they want it in full? Do they want a guarantee? Do they want to know that your technicians have a solid experience and what your investment is in training them? There are scores and scores of things we've seen in the research we've done for companies.
Mm-hmm.
So our belief is that the company is best to find that out before sitting in front of the customer. You want to go in there armed with the knowledge that 95% of our customers value ABC, so you can lead with that instead of having 20 questions to get to the thing that matters. If you know what's relevant before you go in, it's going to be a better meeting. Having absent that for small companies who don't do that kind of research. In fact, in relevant selling, Chapter 9 gives the free and reduced ways to get some of that information by removing the bias that I described earlier. But we believe if you have the budget, you should do double blind. By the way, I should define that for you because some of your listeners may not know. Double blind means the respondent doesn't know it's your company asking, and you don't get to know what customer A, B, and C said.
Mm-hmm.
You get quantitative projectable data.
What do you tell us if anything ever pops up on the screen that sounds like the customer, you know, the customer would say, okay, I got there's three companies out there that can deliver the product I want. They all have good service. They're all good companies. The price I can, you know, I'm not worried about whether I can get a good price or not. I want to deal with someone who shares my values. I want to find the company that I feel I can trust over and over again. Does that ever come up in relevance as a relevance factor?
Yeah. So here's the thing about those things that values and trust. Values are internal and experienced by the customer externally. Trust, as it stands as a word, may be intangible and in some cases subjective. So we tell our clients, if you believe the trust is high because of the nature of your work, you need to demonstrate it with very specific deliverables. For example, trust is, we have never denied a warranty in the history of our company.
Mm-hmm.
We can return your products, no questions asked. Our quality rating is less than 0.5% for the last 10 years. That's how you develop trust and talk about it.
But then you have to deliver that, right? I mean, that's the thing. You can't just talk about it. You have to continue to deliver that.
So we believe that trust is established in the past tense, not in the future tense. In other words, in business, past performance is the best indicator of future performance.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying we will deliver on time and accurately, that's a promise. Nobody believes promises. You want to establish trust, you say, we've been tracking on time in full for the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, and here it is, 98.7% is
mm-hmm.
our average, and we track it weekly and monthly. Let us show you our stats.
Have you found that some businesses are reluctant to not trade on that those things, but to they're reluctant to put them out front as an important relevance factor.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The companies are reluctant to put those things out front. That they're reluctant to feature their values and their trustworthiness.
Only if they can't deliver it, the customers and the clients that we've worked with, if they deliver it, they're more than proud and happy.
Yeah.
Because we've seen spikes in revenues and our companies protecting their margins when they have these kinds of things to say. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. And the customer wants to hear that. We have a mantra for our clients. It is, in the sales encounter, you must build confidence and reduce risk. And if you build confidence and reduce risk with this kind of information, you will minimize price with the buyer every time.
One of the things that I've talked about a lot is don't try to find out what customers need, because that's a commodity. Find out what they want, which is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. What do you think about that?
Well, what they want, of course they're going to want whatever you can give them, but you have to protect your margins. You know, I often get the question as well, Steve Jobs didn't, you know, wait to hear what the customer wanted. I'm not talking about the next innovation of what they may want in the future. I'm talking about how do you position yourself with what you sell today against your competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually it's this list of attributes, it's something in that bucket that they value very, very high, and your company value should be based on that. We believe that this kind of research and customer feedback should be the foundation for strategic planning, for branding, for sales and marketing messaging, and too many companies do it backwards.
One of the things I want to talk about when we come back is whether you think small businesses are doing as good a job as big businesses are at this, and whether small businesses actually could have an advantage over big companies. We'll get Janie Smith to answer those questions after these messages. The book is called Relevant Selling. I'm Jim Blasingame. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.